and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. O sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God all, glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
We light the fifth candle, the Christ candle. Jesus the Christ is the one who brings to wholeness the candles of hope, faith, joy, and peace. These five candles form one light for all to see. Well, good morning, you beloved community, and Merry Christmas. Good to see you today. Christ, our Savior, the one who leads us to the heart of God, has been born. May your day be filled with hope, faith, joy, and peace. And may, in the flow of this day, you sense a nearness of God, whether that comes from watching your children or your grandchildren, or a good memory that comes to your mind, or eating a meal around a table. For those of us who are missing someone or you feel alone, we are with you, and may God richly bless you today. Well, I'm so thankful to join you this morning. My name is Steve Sargent. I am the minister here at Southwest Central Church of Christ, this community of hope. If you are visiting with us, we're so grateful for your presence. Those of you who are here in person, thanks for joining us that way. Those of you online, we're so grateful for your presence with us that way, too. You can join us in communion a little bit later, so you can grab some supplies, some bread, some juice, and eat with us. A quick note about today's service. If you have a bulletin, you notice probably a reading from Isaiah and one from Titus. Both of these, we are looking for volunteer. When the time comes, you'll read the word volunteer up on the screen. And if you would like to read, you can just make your way to the microphone, and I'll have the readings right here on the table next to me. To begin, I invite you to stand. This is our call to worship for Psalm 98. Carter, you're going to click through the slides for me. We're going to start with this one. Please receive this, and then let's remain standing as we sing. Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and all who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Let us sing and worship together.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as men with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Pleased as men with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo.
Please be seated.
I'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has confronted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to all here and to those at home. Will you join me in prayer, please? I praise you and give thanksgiving to you because you are holy, Father, steadfast in your love. You are righteous and justified when convicting us of our sinfulness, yet merciful and forgiving with our repentance. So thank you for Jesus, whose birth we celebrate in this season of the year. Your ancient people praised you and gave thanksgiving to you in song. The psalmist wrote, "Shout for joy to the Lord. Worship the Lord in gladness. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise." They did so because you repeatedly delivered them from their enemies and from their sinful behavior. So, Father, how much more should we praise you and give thanksgiving to you for Jesus, our Redeemer, who delivers us from eternal destruction and who prepares a place for us in your heavenly kingdom. We too can sing praises. We too can give thanksgiving and shout for joy. We can do more. We can love you with all our mind, soul, and strength that we can muster. We can love our neighbors as ourselves. But still, this is not sufficient. So, Father, thank you for your grace poured out on us in the flesh and blood of Jesus, our Defender, our Savior, in whose name I pray. Amen.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels. will sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. Yet with the woes of sin and strife the world has suffered long, beneath the angel strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And men at war with men hear not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophet seen of old, when with the ever-encircling years shall come the time foretold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and the whole world send back the song which now the angels sing. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today.
We hear the heavenly angels sing. from the letter to Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good.
Caleb, thanks for leading us in our hymns today. Thank you for praying over us, and Glenn for jumping up to read, and Larry for reading from Titus. Well, let's pray together, please. We give you thanks, O God, for this day when we remember that Christ indeed was born. Would you pour forth through me now the gift of preaching? Give us eyes to see your sights and ears to hear your sounds. For it's through Christ that we pray. Amen. This is from John's Gospel in chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He only came as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Today we have gathered very simply, a few carols, a few scriptures, a small meal of bread and juice. And we have gathered very profoundly as a collective body of Christ, a people connected not only to each other, but also to God's people who have come before us and to persons yet to come. We've also gathered to welcome the birth of Jesus into our lives. The Christmas story we know so well has reached us once again. We see his humble beginnings, a borrowed shelter in a feeding trough to an impoverished family in a village occupied by a nation not their own. Other than Mary and Joseph, we're aware of a few fortunate souls who were able to get up close and personal with a newborn. Shepherds first and magi later. And we know that they responded in awe and wonder of God. They worshiped, joining with the angels who had already started. Here before them lay the redemption of creation, birthed from a mother's womb. Here lay the reconciliation of the world, arriving small and unassuming and dependent and vulnerable. Here lay the grace of God, delivered in pain and tears and joy. Friends, you beloved of God, Christ is still being born today, still redeeming creation, still reconciling the world to himself, still offering grace to all. Jesus meets us today. This is our great hope. This is what undergirds our faith. Year after year, this Christ child aims to grow within us, maturing our reliance on him, strengthening our bones, teaching us to walk and to talk, showing us how to find delight in the stories we find ourselves in. We praise God for gifts like these, and we in turn offer our own gifts. We offer our hands and our feet, we offer our lives, we offer our minds, our hearts. He does not force us to give them, we give them of our own accord, laying them down right there before him, and we worship. I am very glad this morning to read for you a short homily that has been read nearly every single Advent and Christmas season at this congregation that I have been here. It's the writing of David Pipes, one of our former shepherds. David passed away a few years ago. He loved Jesus, and he loved this church. That combination became the impetus for this writing. It's also shaped by Kay Pipes, David's wife, because every Christmas season, she would tweak a word here, remove a phrase there, add a line to this section. She would fine-tune it, but also let it be flexible enough to alter it as needed. Each December since David's death, I have asked Kay for permission to read it, and her response has always been the same. Of course you may. When he became ill, David's first, deepest, perhaps only prayer was that we would have a constant awareness that God is with us. This liturgy has not only formed me in deep ways, it has also blessed me richly. I hear it year after year, and yet it always seems fresh to me, relevant and timely. So I'd like to read it for us once again. In Scripture, we learn that one of the names for God is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Not far away, right here beside us. We sometimes think of God as far away, as remote, up there, but that is not right. In Jesus, God came very near. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. God's Son walked with us, fished with us, ate with us, celebrated with us, mourned with us. Emmanuel, God with us, not against us, with us. We sometimes think of God as looking for ways to find us in the wrong, to judge us, to condemn us, but that's not right. God is the shepherd who heads to open country to seek us out. God is the one who searches in the dark for us. God is the Father who waits on the porch for us to come home. Emmanuel, God with us. Not unfamiliar with pain, suffering alongside with us. We sometimes think of God as too separate, too other, too unfeeling, too unhuman, but that is not right. God is the God who weeps. God is the God who begs for this cup to be taken from him. God is the God who suffers and dies. What then shall we say? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since God did not spare even his own Son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or are hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake, we are being killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No. Despite all of this, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Emmanuel, God with us. It's the gospel in a single word. And together we can say or we can type, amen. Let us stand and add our voices in worship to the God who comes near.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, laud the babe, the Son of Mary. While lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, laud the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, laud the babe, the Son of Mary.
Please be seated. As we take the bread and as we take the cup this morning, may the wonder and delight of God's drawing near stir your soul. As we eat and drink, may you find hope, faith, joy, and peace in the God who is with you. If you would like to help share communion, the bread and the cup, in just a few moments, you can join me up at the table and we'll divvy up the congregation, this family, and share those with one another. You can come in just a minute after I pray. Let's do that now, please. Eternal God, you who revealed yourself to us through a child, an infant, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Your indwelling presence to us gives us what we need to live as we are called, and we give you thanks for that. We also now give you thanks for the bread, which is Jesus' body, and the cup, which is his blood. For both of these things, we are grateful. Through Christ we pray. Amen. All right, we now have an opportunity to give. So if you have an offering, a tithe, a contribution, you can place it in one of these plates. If you happen to write on one of those cards that you saw up on the screen earlier, those can go in the plate too. So let's pray together, and then Glenn and Larry will walk around. Oh, you who are the great giver, we give you thanks. Thank you for Christ who is born among us. For what we give now, we pray a blessing over that, that through them your kingdom would continue to come, that your will would be done in this neighborhood, just as it is in heaven. Would you also bless the givers today in their hearts? It's through Christ we pray. Amen. Right. So a few weeks ago, maybe right after Thanksgiving, Jesse Gay asked if he could write some of his prayer cards, his scripture cards, and give them out to the church on Christmas Day. And I said, of course you can, Jesse. This is something that Jesse has done many times before, and it has, excuse me, it has blessed us richly. One of his cards that he has written sits right on my prayer bench. From Micah 6, and every time I am down on that, I'm reminded of that scripture that calls me to what I do and why I do what I do. So for a moment, Jesse's going to come and talk about these cards and why he wrote what they wrote, and I'll get back up and I'll share with you how I'm going to give them out to the congregation. So come on up, Jesse.
Good morning. I started out when I got saved to write, you know, scriptures on prayer, about prayer on little tablets, sheets of tablets. And then so as I matured, you know, God has raised me up each day, you know, each year. And so he said, this is your ministry. And I said, okay. And so I look at it and I said, okay. I said, so what do I supposed to do with it? Because I was scared, you know, take a leap of faith that I was, you know, I ain't know who was going to accept it. And you know, you get stuff that people say, well, this boy gone crazy, or, you know, this boy, you know. But once I took that leap of faith, it was a big old weight lifted off of my shoulders. And I said, okay. And so God said, I have you. I said, thank you. You know, and it was such a blessing to share them cards, you know, to not only my family, but to other people. But it was just wonderful for the kids, you know. They used to have this Grace to Go ministry down there. I used to put them on the table, you know, for the kids to take them to school. And so I said, okay, you know, and I studied them and I asked them, I said, okay, what, you know, and the Holy Spirit lead me to the scriptures, you know, that people need. I don't know, you know, I don't put them down. The Holy Spirit just put in my spirit. And so one day I did that. And so I said, okay, so, I talked to Pastor Steve, and I asked Pastor Steve about, when I start coming here, can I put some cards on the table in the back? And he said, yes. And what's so joyful about it is, he came to me, and he said, you know, his daughter, little one of the cards, you know, that she keep it on the, you know, bathroom window. And I say, you know, it's a blessing, you know, because my grandmother always say, if you read the Bible, she say, if you can get one, you know, the angel is crying in the heaven, you know. And I believe that, you know, because Jesus died on the cross for us, you know, he's the Son of God. Today is Jesus' birthday, you know, and we have to, you know, honor him. And I don't take nothing for granted, because he brought me from a little bitty child, you know, up until now, you know, and I am so wonderful to be a part of this ministry. And Pastor Steve and everybody, so, you know, that's why I say, you know, whenever somebody come through that door, if they have a card or something, they're like, Pastor Steve, they keep it on, just one of them on his desk. I read mine every day, you know, but I go to my text first. So that was my blessing, because I know where God brought me from. And I was lost. When you're in the world, you're lost. So I thank God for finding me, for, you know, because God said I was never lost, you know. So I thank God for me and my ministry. You know, I think that's my ministry, and I know that's my ministry, because one day, Pastor Steve, I told Pastor Steve, I said, God said, you're going to get up there and preach. I was shy. And I said, okay. So, Paul Stanley passed away. Stanley said, watch out for the end game. I said, what you mean? I said, he said, it's always an end game. I said, okay. So, Pastor Steve had asked me, you know, to lead the prayer. And I said, okay. At first, I was nervous. Then I said, okay. I'd gone ahead and stepped out in faith. And then when he asked me, when Pastor Chelsea had wanted me to speak for, you know, folks, he preached on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I said, Lord, why she got me doing this? You know, like, what's going on? But I think, you know, they see something in me where, you know, I receive God healing power. So I want to thank, you know, y'all for accepting the cause. I want to thank y'all for, you know, helping me with my ministry, you know. It's just a blessing, the prayer room and stuff like that. So I just want to thank this church, you know, for, you know, receiving the calls and stuff like that. So yeah, I have a nice and blessed Christmas, and thank you, Pastor Steve.
Well, we see Christ in Jesse. That's what we know. So I've asked a couple of our young friends to come and help me pass these cards out. They're just going to give you one, and you can receive that. So Luke and Lily and Cora, let me come pass these out to you, and then you can share them. All right, if you still need one, you can raise your hand and one of our young friends will head your direction. How about just for a second, you look at your card, you turn to your neighbor, you read your card out loud to them, and just in a minute or so, I'll get back up and finish our family matters. So go forth and do that, read that aloud to each other, and then I'll continue. Thank you. You need one more? Thank you, babe. Jesse, these are a gift to us today, so thank you. We appreciate it. All right, a couple of other family matters to share with you. You see, we still have some poinsettias behind me from last week, and they are in good shape. If you want to take one of these home today to place out in your front porch or keep inside for the next few days or give to one of your neighbors or someone who is shut in, or if you need a last-minute Christmas gift, there it is, ready to go for you. You can take one of those home with you. Larry, is there a prayer meeting this upcoming Wednesday? Okay, the prayer group will meet in this lobby at 7 p.m. this upcoming Wednesday. Luke, I'll take those.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, next slide. There, as you I'm sure are aware, there are no Bible classes today. There are none next Sunday. Next Sunday, there will be just a simple service again at 10 o'clock, and Steve Sandifer will be preaching that day. Okay, I think that's our last one. Would you stand, please? Would you receive this benediction? Actually, I'll do the benediction right after we sing, Caleb. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, then I will get up and send us out in benediction.
O beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine on. O beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. O give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine on. O beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. O give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Friends, the light of the world has come. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not and will not overcome it. Carry this light with you, my friends, and let it shine for all to see. Go forth in peace and purpose.